This is Texans Training Camp Today. Now, here are your hosts, Patty Smith and Mark Vandermeer.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans Training Camp Today. 8 days of training camp in the books, and the players are finally now, Mark, going to get a little breather.
A little breather, Patty. They're off tonight, and they're off tomorrow. They'll report back on Saturday evening, back to work Sunday morning, but they need a break after 8 days of camp. They had 2 days for the first seven, then a pretty good practice on Friday morning. As they prepare for a little rest, Gary Kubiak said that the guys need to rest their bodies, don't get into any trouble, just stay clean and get replenished for Sunday.
All right, catch us up on the news and notes of the day.
Well, Ben Tate groin injury. Now, it's not severe. It's not believed to be that serious. And they just took him out for what they say are precautionary measures. But you have to watch this carefully now. Remember, Arian Foster might be back on Sunday morning. But with Tate saddled with a bit of a groin problem, you want to be very cautious. These things can linger for a while. Remember Jonathan Joseph last year with the groin problem? He wasn't quite himself at the end of the year. And you need Ben Tate at 100% for the regular season. I think what's going to happen here, Foster gets back eventually into next week. Maybe preseason game number one, they don't even start Foster or Tate, and they start going to Deji, Kareem, and the other guys. Why not, Patty? See what they look like. But the big concern there is going to be pass protection. I talked to Matt Schaub about that. You want those young backs to be really good in that department. Who cares if they don't run it that well right now? You got to protect your quarterback, Matt Schaub. Also, Alan Bonner with a bit of an injury issue. Adam Schultz, reserve tight end. So they have some bumps and bruises and nicks that they're going to have to look at going into Sunday morning.
Gary Kubiak also told us that, you know, kind of the numbers that are out and the guys that are practicing, pretty typical, nothing to be too concerned about. So the one interesting thing, though, I heard you talking earlier today to Rick Smith about special teams, and I kind of want you, something we haven't really touched on too much in our 8 days here, kind of give us an update on what he's seeing and what you see.
Well, what I see, Patty, is a lot of potential here in the return game. Dennis Johnson, the rookie from Arkansas, has been doing a pretty good job in this department, and he's versatile because he's leading the race among those undrafted rookies. Running backs. You have Deji Kareem. We saw his work up close and personal against the Indianapolis Colts last year when he ran one back against the Texans. Keyshawn Martin, top 10 in punt return average last year. That is no slouch stat right there, and I think you have to look at him as still the favorite to return punts, but they'll remove him from kickoff. So there you have it. Randy Bullock is your place kicker. He's been hitting some big kicks in camp so far. And Shane Leckler, let's hear from him, the salty veteran.
You know, I think everything's heading in the right direction. You know, it's definitely a process. You know, especially, you know, me flipping to the other side as far as holding wise, punting wise, I feel like I'm hitting the ball really well right now. I think I'm ahead of schedule as far as being prepared for the opener. I like where I'm at there. Not saying I still don't need some work, but I like where I'm at there. Holding, you know, the holding process for Randy is something I work on every day, both practices, because it's very important to the team. And it's something I want to get good at because, you know, we're together most of the time. And, you know, I want to be his holder, and, you know, and hopefully it gets down to trust and hopefully everything works out at the end.
And sticking with the offensive side of the ball, as we've mentioned really all week, that offensive line, the catalyst for this offense, and that heated battle kind of down there on the right side of the line is kind of coming to a close.
Yeah, Patty, Dwayne Brown knows that the right side of the offensive line got a lot of talk, a lot of scrutiny last year because you were breaking in new guys. Well, Derek Newton is back from the knee injury. Brandon Brooks is slated to start at right guard. Here's Dwayne.
We got Brandon Brooks starting at right guard right now. A guy with a lot of upside, very, very strong, very athletic, and two guys battling the right tackle position who are playing at a very high level this training camp. And, you know, I'm sure that starter will be named here soon in the next couple of weeks or so. And whoever it is, you know, will definitely help us. And I know, you know, we'll be fine going forward.
Patty, Dwayne Brown is one of those players you cannot take for granted. He might be, according to some, the best offensive player on the team. That's saying something when you have Andre Johnson and Arian Foster on the squad.
Yeah, it definitely is. And we will continue with our offensive line theme. When we return, I will catch up with Chris Myers. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Training Camp Today. Chris Myers, about 8 days under your belt now. Is this kind of the point where physically you have to really kind of let your mental side take over to kind of get through these days?
Not fully. There's still a lot of grind time left, but for the most part, the whole offense and the whole defense is in. The game plans are installed, and you kind of work your first week to get to this point. It's a little bit of a break of camp. We get about 24 hours, but today was a nice day. We have some knick-knack injuries, so a lot of guys were down today, so we kind of toned back the tempo a little bit, but it's good. It's a great first week in training camp, and things are on the up and up.
Let's talk a little bit about the offensive line. What are you seeing that you like out there? You've got some new faces out there that I know you're kind of mentoring to some of them. Just talk specifically about a few of those guys and what you like.
Yeah, I think the cohesiveness of the line is coming together really nice. For the most part, Brandon Brooks is sitting there at right guard, and Derek Newton and Ryan Harris are going back and forth at that right tackle position. So that competition is still going strong, but Brandon's pretty much locked down that right guard spot, and they're building that chemistry on the right side there, which it's looking real promising. Anytime you can have your whole offensive line sometimes not even have to communicate before play, it's sometimes a good thing because everyone knows what they have to do. You just call out a number and you go to town. So that's coming along real nice.
Offensive line obviously is the catalyst really to the offense, and I want you to kind of comment on some of the running backs. Arian Foster not out there, getting a good look at some new guys, Greg Jones at fullback, some of these young kids. What are you seeing back there and just sort of your expectations from this group?
Yeah, for Ben to come in here and be the starter for pretty much for throughout camp because Arian's down, he's doing a great job. He's been able to be in here and pick up right where he left off, you know, last year and a couple years ago. So he's getting his work in like he always does. Having Greg here is tremendous for the young guys. Having a guy with that experience and that knowledge that he's been able to have in the league is great. Young backs, number 28 Johnson's looks real promising. He's in there, and sometimes he's a real little shifty type back plugging through the holes. You know, Arian and Ben are somewhat bigger backs, but he's a nice one that fits right through the holes. You don't even see him go by sometimes.
All right, real quick before I let you go, 1 week from today, the Minnesota Vikings, the pads are on. You're actually doing it. How much of a difference really is there in what you can see and what you can evaluate when you're actually playing a game?
The speed of the game, there's nothing that can match it. You're out here practicing. You go up against your defense, which is a tremendous help, but there's nothing like the speed of a game to get ready for the season. So we're looking forward to next week, and you know, from here on out, at the end of every week we get to play a game and have some competition, which is great.
All right, thank you so much. We have to take one final time out here on Texans training camp today. Don't go away. I'll be back with Mark Vandermeer and some other familiar faces. Stay with us.
Summer win, summer lose.
Some are born to sing the blues. I, however, am not one of them. Good job, Mark.
Sing.
The singers were out there today at training camp. The fans were out there. You know, they've been out here all week, but the intensity, it was just really awesome. A lot of energy out here today.
Boy, Patty, and the celebs on the sideline. You had Jenny Johnson. You had Chris Shepherd, the celebrity chef from Underbelly. You had all these people. Jay Foreman was on Texans radio with us. All these former Texans. It was a great time.
Well, while you were working, I was gathering up some of those former Texans. Jay Foreman, Seth Payne, Chester Pitts, Corey Bradford, some of the original guys, and they reminisced a little bit.
Chester Pitts, you were a rookie when we were first here in 2002. Of us three, who was the most impressive veteran?
The most impressive? Jamie Sharper.
Said of us three. So you got to listen to that. This is exactly what you were like as a rookie. You came from Green Bay. Your impressions of the Heat?
It was, oh my God. I want to tap out. I mean, I ain't never felt no heat like that. I'm from down south. So when I was in Green Bay, I mean, the hottest the summer might have been during training camp might have been about, 75?
Well, you know, Eric, I'm looking at Jay. Jay was here the whole, no, Jay, you came in at the very end.
Yeah, I came in at the very end, but I know I came from Buffalo. Right. And the one thing about the heat, it made me sleep real well because I really was fighting the heat and I didn't make it the first couple weeks, so. Ain't nothing changed, I can tell you, because today is a hot one today.
Does this, you miss playing football when you watch it on television? When you stand out here in the sun, do you miss it?
No, not at all. The only thing I miss is the fourth quarter with 3 seconds left and it's time for the Hail Mary. That's the only thing I miss. Other than that, I do not miss training camp at all.
You think about that first year and you think about the season we had, the expectations we had. What's the biggest difference that jumps out at you when you come out here?
Well, we didn't have any expectations.
Remember, we had the one thing. It was beat the Cowboys and y'all good. So one in 15 was okay. Yeah. Just beat the Cowboys.
That was right, wasn't it? We got that out of the way early. It worked against us because we had no expectations after that.
It was a letdown. Then the next year we beat Miami in the first game of the season. So we had to win every first game. But I think the first year we didn't have any expectations. They have a higher expectation this year, which is justly so, though.
How about those guys whining about the Heat? Patty, they're right about one thing. The win over Dallas, opening night of team history, will always stand as one of the greatest wins ever for the Texans.
Yeah, great to see those guys out here. Unfortunately, we are out of time, and we will not be here over the weekend. The players have the day off on Saturday, but we will be back with you on Monday for Texans training camp today. Have a great weekend, everyone.